Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And today, we have a Star Maker finalist, Stephanie Jansen. How are you?
I'm so well, Ben. How are you?
I'm super today. Absolutely super. Now, tell me about this super EP you've got. Because I'm pretty keen on it. Because, you know, I saw you at Star Maker, which is like, I don't know, the debutante's ball for the Australian country music industry, maybe. You know,
I like that. Being presented.
Yeah,
presented
yeah, yeah.
Society.
In a good way, of course, in a good way.
Yeah, sure. And I don't know that Nick Irby was my date to my my debutante ball. But
it never works for you.
He did present me at Star Maker. Oh, look, the EP, I'm so excited about it, to be honest. It feels quite surreal, I think, because it's been in the pipeline for a couple of months and, you know, it takes a while to get it all together. And I wanted to have it ready before Tamworth just so I could, you know, give it out a bit up there. So
The
fact that it's finally, you know, getting out there and the clip's about to hit CMC, that stuff's really exciting. It's like, I can't believe it's finally happening.
I reckon you should have done an album because I quite enjoy every track that's on there, and I want more. I think I want to get to know you by your music better.
Oh, well, thank you. I would love to do an album. To be honest, I've been, you know, biting at the bit, just waiting for that time when I could do one. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, there are a few different ways to introduce yourself, and I thought an EP would probably be the best way for me. Although, don't get me wrong, I've got plenty of songs that are just waiting to find a home, and I can't wait to get that album. I think the great thing about an album is that it gives you, I think, a little bit more space to get a bit more depth, maybe, in your music, and sort of you can show a few different sides of yourself on an album because you've got that extra room.
Agree. But you've shown quite a few different sides of yourself in your EP, and you've also done some really, really, I'd call them clever co-writes. Alan Caswell, isn't he just the most amazing guy to write with?
Isn't he gorgeous? I love Alan. He's incredible. I am so lucky. I was just speaking to him, actually called just before this. I was just speaking to him this morning, and he's been such a generous supporter of me, you know, and him and Marion, his wife, and we continue to write like every week, every 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I love writing with him. It's so much fun.
And someone else who's a lot of fun is Tamara Stewart.
Tamara! How exciting was that to get to write with her? I love her. I've been a longtime fan, to be honest with you. I've got all of her albums, and I always, you know, head up to the Song Factory just, you know, on a Wednesday night, her gig there at Blacktown, and just to be a fan and watch, because I'm just in such awe of her writing and her voice. And so the fact that she wrote the single with me was pretty cool, risky.
Well, you know, you've got some good company around you, and I think it's all sort of working really, really well for you. But I think that you and Tamara have a similar sort of sense of humour as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
That really comes out in Risky. So can you tell me a little bit more about the song?
Yeah, I'd love to. Risky, it was the last song we wrote for the EP, actually. I had these sort of four songs and I thought, yep, you know, I'm really happy with this little group, but something's missing. And I felt that what I was missing was that sort of song that said, here I am, this is what I'm about, this is the way I like to live my life. And, you know, for me, I've never really been one of those people that likes tradition or doing the conventional thing, you know, doing the sensible thing, getting the sensible job. It arrived at a time when, you know, because I was sort of preparing myself to introduce myself, you know, to the country listeners, and I was getting a lot of advice from people, you know, oh, don't do that, you better do that, and, you know, well, you know, why don't you play it safe and do this first and then do that? And I was sort of getting swamped and confused, and I felt like I was getting in the way of what I wanted to do. And so I was venting out a bit of this frustration, and you know, I suppose this song was my way of saying, you know what, I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to rock the boat a little bit, and I'm going to live a bit risky.
Where the man told me, straight up sold me, so
another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Okay, so in today's App of the Week, sponsored by Appster, we're on the phone with James Spital from Appster. So what's the iPhone app our listeners should check out this week?
Yeah, this week it's an app called I Get About. It's a great little app for when you're planning a getaway holiday and, you know, you're not really sure what to do. I think it showcases over 1,700 local attractions. There's about 8,000 different places to stay, and it's all on the one easy app. Only downside is it's a little new, so some of the listings aren't so heavy on the info.
And just as a side note, how does someone with their own app idea go about making it at Appster?
Well, the key thing is you need to have a really great idea. Apple have paid out over, I think it's $4 billion to developers so far, so the right idea could be worth a lot of money. For a confidential chat with one of our experts, you can call Appster toll-free on 1-800-709-291. That's 1-800-709-291.
Thanks, James.
No worries.